Luckman.
Well, anybody got any dope? Where there's dope, there's hope.
No one. All the evidence indicates that separation of the hemispheres creates two independent spheres of consciousness within a single cranium, that is to say, within a single organism. This conclusion is disturbing to some people who view consciousness as an indivisible property of the human brain. It seems premature to others who insist that the capacities revealed thus far for the right hemisphere are at the level of an automaton. There is, to be sure, hemispheric inequality in the present cases, but it may well be a characteristic on the individuals we have studied. It is entirely possible that if a human brain were divided in a very young person, both hemispheres could, as a result, separately and independently develop mental functions of a high order at the level attained only in the left hemisphere of normal individuals. Laughs.
We know that you were one of the people in that group, the seated medical deputy said. It doesn't matter which one.
None of you could look at the bike and perceive the simple mathematical operation involved in determining the number of its very small system of gear ratios. In the deputy's voice, Fred heard a certain compassion, a measure of being kind.
An operation like that constitutes a junior high school aptitude test. Were y'all stoned?
No, Fred said.
They give aptitude tests like that to children, the other medical deputy said.
So, what was wrong, Fred? The first deputy asked.
I forget, Fred said.
He shut up now.
And then he said, It sounds to me like a cognitive fuck-up rather than perceptive. Isn't abstract thinking involved in a thing like that?
Not.
You might imagine so, the seated deputy said.
But tests show that the cognitive system fails because it isn't receiving accurate data. In other words, the inputs are distorting in such a fashion that when you go to reason about what you see, you reason wrongly because you don't.
The deputy gestured, trying to find a way to express it.
But a 10-speed bike has 7 gears, Fred said. What we saw was accurate. 2 in front, 5 in back.
But you didn't perceive, any of you, how they interact. 5 and back with each of the 2 in front, as the black told you. Was he a highly educated man?
Probably not, Fred said.
What the black saw, the standing deputy said, was different from what all of you saw. He saw 2 separate connecting lines between the rear gear system and the front. 2 simultaneous different lines perceptible to him between the gears in front running to each of the 5 back ones in turn. What you saw was 1 connective to all back ones.
But that would make 6 gears then, Fred said.
2 front gears, but 1 connective. Which is an inaccurate perception. And nobody taught that black boy that. What they taught him to do, if anyone taught him at all, was to figure out cognitively what the meaning of those 2 connectives were. You missed one of them entirely, all of you. What you did was that although you counted 2 front gears, you perceived them as a homogeneity.
I'll do better next time, Fred said.
Next time what?
When you buy a ripped-off 10-speed bike? Or abstracting all daily percept input? Fred remained silent.
Let's continue the test, the seated deputy said. What do you see in this one, Fred?
Plastic dog shit, Fred said. Like they sell here in the Los Angeles area. Can I go now? It was the Lions Club speech all over again. Both deputies, however, laughed.
You know, Fred, the seated one said, if you can keep your sense of humor like you do, you'll perhaps make it.
Make it? Fred echoed. Make what? The team? The chick? Make good, make do, make out, make sense, make money, make time?
Define your terms. The Latin for make is fuckere, which always reminds me of fuckere, which is Latin for to fuck. And I haven't